Well, today we're going to visit with some of the tops of the class of 2014 from Riverside High School. We have three students we want to visit with here today. First is...
Preston Steinhoff.
Preston, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Paul and Tanya Steinhoff. We got a lot of family out here in Iowa, and okay. We just moved out here a couple years ago.
Okay, very good. You like it here?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the teachers, and what classes did you enjoy?
I like a lot of the ag classes and stuff. The teacher, Mr. Roten, he's pretty cool. He's pretty laid back and, just pretty fun guy.
Okay. Is there a teacher somewhere along the line that kind of pointed you in the right direction, or did we already talk about it?
I don't know. I say most of them probably pretty helped me out equally, and there's a couple that didn't really like me, but that's all right. That's how it goes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I do a lot of work. The only sport I play is basketball. Mm-hmm. And back in Arizona, I used to do some like dirt bike riding and stuff like that. But that's about it.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up down the road for you then. What are you going to do this fall?
This fall, I'm going to go to SCC in Milford, Nebraska for the John Deere program. The dealer in Macedonia has put me through school. So,
wow. Well, this sounds like a different opportunity than what I talked to a lot of students about. You kind of have a career path already picked out. Yeah. What got you started here? Why this direction?
Well, I was born here, and then we ended up moving to Arizona, and now we're back, I guess. But I've always liked heavy equipment and stuff. So out here, it's farm equipment, and diesel mechanics is the way to go. Yeah. If I want to be in that field.
Okay. How'd you find this school?
It was just kind of given to me by the dealer in Macedonia. They say that's the closest one to us, so that's what they recommended.
What are you going to do with that? What happens with you down the road then when you finish the program?
Well, I have to put in at least 2 years with the company, and then I can transfer to any other dealer like that they own, or I just keep working there. There's like different levels that I could go up and do different jobs through that company.
Well, so often we talk to students about their career choices and things, and you know whether or not it's a good one, because what's popular now might not be popular 4 years from now. Things change so rapidly. It sounds like you're going into a career field that's probably always going to be there.
Yeah. Well, John Deere, it's one of the oldest living companies, so I figure that's a pretty good company to get my hands with. Yeah.
Do you see yourself owning your own shop someday?
Yeah, I think maybe down the road having doing some like custom or on the side mechanics and stuff, but or maybe farming on my own. So
yeah, do you see yourself staying in this area, or do you want to maybe try something different?
I'd like to stay in this area. I think I like it around here. So
very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
That's a good question. I don't know, just try not to put all your work off to the last minute, because it's catching up with me right now. I got a couple papers I got to get done real quick, but I don't know, just have fun. Try and do as much stuff as you can, because once you're done with high school, you're done with high school.
Yeah, moving on. Very good. Well, Preston, thanks for your time. Good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Brandon Seifert.
Brandon, tell us about your family.
I have a brother, and my parents are Dave and Barb, and my brother's Taylor. My dad owns a pet store and a landscaping company over in Omaha. So.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about the schoolwork here. What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoy the science classes most. I don't know what it is about them. I just enjoy those the most. So.
Is that something that always kind of came easy for you?
Yeah, normally it comes easy, that and math, but I just don't like math, so.
Gee, there's a real short line of people that don't like math, huh? Well, talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy here?
Well, this spring has definitely kept me busy with soccer and track, but in the fall I ran cross country, and when I played basketball, I don't work that often, but when I did, I worked over in Omaha and here in Oakland, so.
Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I think my favorite to do is soccer. Just it's always been less fun to me. So.
Okay, very good. Well, I know you like to run, and that's always a fun thing for you too. And now you're running toward the future. But are there any teachers that kind of steered you toward your future that you'll remember when you talk to friends years from now? Who will you still be talking about?
I think my favorite teacher right now is Mr. Conover, our anatomy and physics teacher. He's always helped me out and been good to me. So.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your future then. What's up for you this fall?
This fall, I'm going to be attending Midland University, and I'm going to be running cross country and track there. So.
Okay. For those who don't know, where is Midland University?
It's in Fremont, Nebraska.
Okay. And what drew you there?
Mainly, they offered me a scholarship there to run, and I also heard about their great education program because that's what I'm going to plan on majoring in. So.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to get into, is education?
I've been, like, indecisive for the most part, but recently I've decided that I kind of want to do education, so.
What pushed you in that direction?
I don't know. I kind of like being around, like, schools and, like, helping kids out and coaching and stuff like that, so.
Do you have a thought about where you, are you thinking maybe come back close to home here or a bigger community? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like to stay close to home. Like, I don't really want to go to a big school or anything. I'm used to a smaller school now, so.
You mentioned coaching, so I assume that if you're going to get into teaching at all and into education, you probably want to do some coaching too.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that. I've always wanted to coach. I always like staying on sports and athletics. It would be fun to coach. So.
Yeah, well, you got some fun with it too. Well, let's talk a little bit about down the road 10 years from now. Have you thought much about your own future?
Not a lot. Like I'd love to see myself as a teacher, but if that doesn't work, I don't know. Really hard to say what. That happened 10 years, so.
Yeah, hard to make complete life decisions at this age, too. Well, talk to those 8th graders. What advice would you want them to have before they get started with their high school career?
Definitely don't procrastinate, because it definitely catches up with you. So. And do as many sports and extracurricular activities as you can, because you'll end up regretting them later on if you don't. So.
Keep your eyes open. Very good. Well, Brandon, good luck to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Bailey McCready.
Okay, Bailey, tell us about your family.
My mom's name is Rhonda McCready, and my dad is Brian McCready. My dad actually works at the John Deere that Preston mentioned earlier. I have a brother named Jared and a sister named Kylie.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about classes and things then, too. What did you enjoy?
Definitely the science and math classes here. They were always challenging, and I enjoyed most of them.
You know, sometimes in smaller schools like this, people think that maybe they don't get as many opportunities, especially in science and mathematics and things. But you had a good experience here.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Talk about teachers. Who pointed you in the right direction?
Probably Mr. Conover and Miss Hinkhouse. They were my science teachers, and they always helped me, push myself, getting me into advanced classes.
I assume you have a lot of good teachers here at Riverside. We've always heard good things. What kinds of qualities, what kinds of traits do you think it takes to make some of these good teachers? I mean, why are some of the teachers you like some of the best ones?
They're usually laid back. I mean, they always are there to listen to me. Mr. Conover, I mean, he could be serious at times, but he can also joke around. Miss Hinkhouse, she's usually the one that listens to me the most. So basically, everyone here is pretty great.
Extracurricular activities. You've been busy, right?
Definitely. I ran cross country in the fall, did basketball this winter. I'm doing track right now, and then I'll do softball this summer. I've also been in National Honor Society and Student Council.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably softball. Definitely.
Okay. When you started high school, did you set out to try to get involved in as many things as you could?
Yeah. My brother and sister always told me that getting involved was the best thing to do. I mean, I've made most of my memories in the activities that I've done.
Okay, you used the word memories, so we'll throw that out there. Do you have any accomplishments or things that you've been able to do here in school that you're going to be most proud of looking back?
I guess I'm proud that I got president for student council, and also I'm vice president for National Honor Society. And then all of my captains. I was captain in basketball, track, and softball.
So it's kind of nice that other people seem to think that you have a little something going on there, too, that they're proud to have you as a leader.
Yes. I mean, everyone tells me, everyone looks up to me, so it's a good feeling to have people behind me.
Very good. Well, let's talk about your future, then. What's up next for you this fall?
I will be attending the University of Iowa and majoring in nursing.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
I think I wanted to get away from the small school and see what a big school is like. They also have a hospital on campus, so it'd be easy to become a nurse there.
Nursing. Where'd that ever come from? What was there something or a person or an event or something that got you turned on to nursing?
I've always been interested in nursing. I guess I just like helping people out, making a difference in everyone's lives.
Any specialty at all?
I'm hoping to become a pediatric nurse, but it might change.
Okay, very good. Well, there's a lot of time to figure that stuff out, too. 10 years from now, any thoughts? You're trying to get away maybe to go to a larger school to get a different experience when it's all said and done. Do you think you'll be back close to home, or have you thought much about your future?
I think I'll come back to the area, Council Bluffs, Omaha, working in a hospital somewhere, hopefully.
Hopefully. All right. Give those 8th graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
I would say take all the opportunities you're given. I mean, you make the most memories with people in high school, and it's basically the best 4 years of your life, so enjoy it.
Enjoy it while you can. Very good. Well, Bailey, thanks a lot for your time here today. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's some of the cream of the crop from Riverside High School here in 2014.